Is there a reason to believe in Jesus? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
And in this show, we'll hear from Stephen Bancars with his ministry, Reasons for Jesus. And he's going to share how he came into that ministry after converting from being a New Ager.
And I think that's a very powerful story, and I'm excited to have him share. You know, for me, the reason for Jesus, there are many reasons, but want to hear a little bit from you.
Well, as when I was an atheist, I would always have said, why would anyone want to believe in Jesus? You know, why would anyone want to follow the faith? Like, they must just be brainwashed people. That's what I thought. Now in my experimentation, I have found so many reasons to believe in Jesus, but personally, if there was just one, even just one, I would believe in Jesus, which is the peace and the serenity that I found in Jesus Christ, not just by pretending, but like a literal heavenly peace that I've been able to experience that has healed me from anxiety and depression. Just that one thing was enough reason for me to believe, but I mean, there's so much more.
Yeah. I know that when I called out to the Lord, He totally set me free from suicidal desires, and that was huge. But growing up, I didn't go just to God. I always felt like I had to go through Mary to get to God, and I think that really caused a lot of problem for me because I didn't read the Bible, but the Bible says God is a jealous God, and we're to go through His Son. And so when I did that, when I called out to Jesus and I asked Him for help, He came through. It was amazing. And so as I prayed in my life, I've seen God do things big and small. And as we do that, if we ask God, can you show me a sign? Will you help me in this situation? He is faithful to do those things because it says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. So if you're out there and you're wondering, is God even real or is Jesus the way? Ask for a sign because He is sure to show you that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's hear from Stephen after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Stephen Bancars, who has a ministry called Reasons for Jesus. But he didn't always have this ministry. In fact, he believed in aliens. He was into ancient astronaut theory, parapsychology.
Basically, a lot of really deep New Age type of thinking.
Yeah, things that I never even heard of, like metaphysics and reincarnation. I did hear of that, but we're going to talk more about that and how he got this ministry and how God changed his life. Thanks so much for being with us, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, so here you were. I know that at 15 or 16 years old, you started to watch some TV that talked about like ancient aliens and you were getting into the books. But before that, you were raised as a Christian. And as you started watching this, it really drew you in and you totally put aside your beliefs that there was a God. In fact, you didn't even really have that relationship. You were just raised in the Bible, basically. But something changed your life. Tell me quickly, if you could, about how you knew all these things about aliens and all this stuff and how that all changed in one moment.
Yeah, I was really deep into this, to New Ageism, into a cult, into all these alternative theories, alternative views of consciousness, of the afterlife, just a bunch of false theology. Mm-hmm. And I decided to make a website about this stuff. And this website became the largest New Age website in the world. And I was reaching millions and millions of people each month. Oh. With this website, and I was just making tens of thousands of dollars a month off this site. I was fully convinced that everything I was teaching was the truth. Wow. I was a huge fan of Eckhart Tolle, huge fan of Deepak Chopra, and I reached a point in my life where I had to face myself. My sin found me out. It caught up with me, and I was left with just my own brokenness and my own depravity, and I just decided to fall on my face before the Lord and repent and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not listening to your call and your voice throughout my life. I'm sorry for teaching this stuff. I'm sorry for being such a bad person. I'm sorry for the life I've led. I need your help. And when I did this, that's when he revealed himself to me, and I encountered his presence, and everything around me changed, and I was in 100% certainty and confidence that I was in the presence of Jesus Christ, and it was the most supernatural, unmistakable experience I've ever had. It was enough for me to quit my job, sell my house, and sell my car the next day. Like, I was done. That's it. I found the truth. I finally found the truth. I've been seeking my whole life. And so now I walk around with an assurance of God, an assurance of Scripture and of Jesus Christ. And that eventually led to me starting a new ministry called Reasons for Jesus. And as you can imagine, I received quite a bit of backlash coming from New Ageism into Christianity.
You know, so basically you took all of your websites from before and just converted it to Reasons for Jesus. And then all this backlash came. How did you feel when all that backlash came?
My one website, I just completely deleted, spiritscienceandmetaphysics.com. I ended up just deleting it. I had a Facebook page called Spirit Science and Metaphysics. I renamed that to Reasons for Jesus. It has like 700,000 likes on it right now. And I started posting the YouTube videos I was making and the articles I was writing, you know, uncovering the real roots and nature of the New Age movement, how it's false, how it's deceptive, how it's demonic. And I had two Facebook groups as well that totaled over 70,000 members. And it was a really intimate atmosphere with them. I was being as kind as I could. And the backlash that I received was like that of hell. Just calling me every name in the book, telling me to commit suicide, telling me to rid myself off this planet. Just every name that you can think of. And it did impact me. It gave me a sort of a pain and I guess a sort of resentment, a temporary resentment towards people in the New Age. But at the same time, I used to be there too, and I was under a strong delusion myself, and I was the most certain of any New Ager. It requires the Holy Spirit to be able to see these things. But the backlash was insane. People just start freaking out. But there is that 10%, that 15% of people who are like, okay, I'm going to take note and keep watch because obviously something happened. Obviously this person encountered something. He used to be really convinced. He used to have some really good information. I want to see what he's posting. And I know there's that 10%, that 15% who aren't saved, who are regular followers, who check into this stuff. And those are the ones who engage in serious discussion with me and who I love helping and talking with. But the majority of backlash has just been demonic, argumentative brutality, basically. It's been pretty rough.
Of course, revealing the truth.
And, you know, I think it's awesome in a way that you really built a relationship with these people. And so if anyone were to go into this group, let's say me or my husband, we go into this group, they'd be like, yeah, who the heck are you? Some Christians. But the fact is you weren't even following God. Yeah. You were right there with them. And it wasn't like this fake friendship. You were really pouring into them all this other stuff that you had, the parapsychology and all these alien beliefs. And now here you are completely changed. So if I were on your group believing it, I'd be like, what just happened? Like, I followed this guy.
That would just like wreck my world.
God is totally using you in a mightier way than you can even imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
And we know that the devil hates it. But I think what's so cool is now you've turned it to Reasons for Jesus. You're reaching those who are hurting and lost and maybe confused, just like you were at that time and under that spell, so to speak. there are people right now listening who have dabbled into maybe tarot cards or psychic stuff or different things.
Yeah.
What would be one thing you can say to them? And then if you could give us your website and information right. So people can get a hold of you if they have questions.
Yeah, I would say very simply that there's a reason why Jesus has stood the test of time. There's a reason why he is the voice and the name that continues to knock on the back door of our conscience. There's a reason why we feel there's something special and different and unique about the person of Jesus. And we just have this almost like a spiritual radar. And I know so many people who are listening, they have this about Jesus. Maybe they were raised Christian or have a soft spot for Jesus for one reason or another. But there's a reason why. And that reason why is because he is exactly who he claimed to be. And those spiritual intuitions that you have, it's because the Holy Spirit wants to draw you to Jesus Christ to give you everything you're looking for spiritually. And a lot of people who dabble in New Ageism and these false versions of spirituality, they do so because they're sick of the material life. They're sick of the 9-to-5 watch television. They want something real and of substance. And if these people could really wrap their head around one thing, I would want it to be that at the heart of Christianity, it's not an ideology or just a dogmatic belief system. It is completely oriented towards personal relationships through the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural interaction between you and the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, and every spiritual thirst you have, the void inside that needs to be satisfied by something otherworldly or by something deeper than what you've been taught, is because God has put eternity into our hearts, and he wants us to fill our hearts and our minds with him. And from someone who's been on both sides of the fence, who is really on the wrong side of the fence, my heart is filled, and I never come into doubt or a feeling of unfulfillment ever since I met Jesus and ever since he started living inside me.
Amen.
And I pray that you would be open to see the person of Jesus and that you would just fall on your knees and just say, I need to know who you are. Reveal yourself to me. And he promises in his word that he will be faithful to manifest himself to those who are genuinely and sincerely seeking him.
Amen.
Well, let's do that.
What is your website and your email if people can get a hold of you real quick?
My website is reasonsforjesus.com. That's reasonsforjesus.com. And my email is reasonsforjesus@gmail.com.
Okay, reasonsforjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephen. We're going to pray for our guests. God bless you.
Father God, we just thank you so much for this story. And the truth is, this is a Saul to Paul conversion, meaning someone who would never know Jesus suddenly comes into a very intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus is real, and you can respond to him right now. We're just praying right now. Father God, we pray, Jesus, you would reveal yourself to all of our listeners right now in a mighty way that we can actually experience a supernatural relationship with you. All we got to do is ask. Jesus, we ask for you right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.